Taylor Carr shares how to grow weed in 8 easy steps. How easy is it to grow cannabis or weed? With the commencing of planting season very near, it would be good to pick up the pace and study what you need to begin growing cannabis. Growing cannabis might seem like a challenging hobby, but once you perfect it, you will try other strains and methods to get things right. The steps might be aplenty, but in actuality, they're just right for the job. To give you an idea of what you need to do, here are the important steps to know about growing cannabis. 1. Select a growing area. Selecting a place for growing cannabis is the most crucial step. For the most part, your growing area dictates the other things you need to prepare for a bountiful harvest. 2. Choose lighting source. If you are growing outdoors, that should not be a problem, as you only need the sun and some way to control the temperatures. You can use a greenhouse for this purpose. Now, growing indoors means having to use grow lights, regardless of whether you use a grow tent or a large room in a specialized facility. 3. Choosing the grow medium. Growing mediums also set the needs of cannabis growth. While you can relatively get the same results, each grow medium will need a different set of nutrients to go with it. In a nutshell, there are three mediums for growing your cannabis. Soil. Swales mixture. Hydroponics. For selecting nutrients. For the most part, nutrients are divided into two, soil and soilless or hydroponics. It is important to use nutrients that are designed for your grow medium. You won't get the best results if you use hydroponic nutrients on the soil. While few do this, you can also opt to use versatile nutrient solutions, especially if you want to compare results. A good example of this would be DynaGRO, which makes nutrient solutions for both soil and soilless mediums. 5. Selecting the plants. Cloning is perhaps the easier of the two, considering you already have a plant to start with. Clones are also easier to get, as some dispensaries sell them to other growers. The good thing about clones is that the gender has been identified. Since male plants can cause trouble later on, it would be good to get female clones or seedlings. Now, should the clones be using a medium that's different from what you prefer, can you transplant it? 6. Vegging. You've started growing, now it's time to make sure everything reaches harvest. In the vegetative stage, the main goal is to ensure that your plants grow strong. You can give extra nutrients, but the strength must be diluted unless your plants are lacking them. As they say, too much of everything can be harmful. Watering your plants is also important here. Soil and soilless mediums need to be hand-watered. Hydroponics has the advantage here, as watering is integrated into the system. 7. Blooming stage. The blooming stage is perhaps one of the most exciting stages. Here, you will see the potential of your harvest. At this point, there are two important things to do. For indoor growers, switch your lighting schedule for 12 hours of light lighting is pretty much self-explanatory. Switching to an equal light darkness setting simulates how sunlight usually behaves when growing outdoor during the ideal season. This will help you get the best results. 8. Harvest. Once your buds are ready for harvest, you can then take your cutting tool and begin cutting the plant for processing. Cutting the plant entails you to preserve the trichome, which contain the potent ingredients. When you cut your cannabis, hold it by the base of the stalk and cut them. You can then proceed to trimming or drying and curing them. Conclusion. Growing cannabis isn't a hard job, but it can be challenging if you do not follow instructions. And, if you look at it, the difficulty of growing cannabis is like any other plant. But truth be told, it's not easy, but neither is it hard. As long as you follow the steps listed, you won't find yourself lost navigating through your first cannabis harvest.